Chapter 74. Atop a high dune on an island in the Pacific, Sam stood and watched the waves crash into the beach as the sun set in the distance. He reached out and intertwined his fingers with Nora's. Neither said a word. They simply watched the sun slip over the horizon and the dark curtain of night spread across the sky, the stars shining brighter than he had ever seen them, at least in this world. The night sky reminded him of Pangaea, an island much like this one, uninhabited and full of wonder. But he was safe here, and he wasn't alone. This was a home, a place for a second chance. He and Nora walked along a crushed stone path back to a small cottage overlooking the sea. An empty, newly made village spread out around it, waiting for its residents to arrive. To Sam, it almost felt like he and Nora were the only people in the world. And that was sort of perfect. It was what he needed. He sensed that she did, too. They had been here for a week, and in that time, without all the pressures and worries of the outside world, they had both decompressed, had gotten to know each other in a way he thought they never would have before in the normal world. As much as he loved the little bubble he now inhabited with Nora, Sam wondered what the date was. He knew Absalom could only send matter to the past. How far back had the machine sent them when it transported them to the island? A week? A month? There had been no contact with the outside world. If it had been a week, then Adeline, Elliot, and Hero were just now getting to the point where they were fighting to control the Absalom 2 prototype in the lab. He wasn't sure how long it would take them to wind down their affairs in the U.S. and make their way to the island, but he hoped they didn't hurry. More time with Nora on the island was just fine with him. For now, they had everything they needed here. The pantries in the cottages were full of meals ready to eat, or MREs. Clean water flowed from the taps. There were even new clothes hanging in the closet. Sam was especially thankful for that. Upon arriving, the first thing he had done was strip off the Absalom prison uniform and take a hot shower. He had soaked in the tub after that, and Nora had joined him, using a washcloth to clean the wound on his back. "How did you get this?" she had asked. "It's a long story." "Dinosaur attack?"
"Prison fight."
Nora laughed, then stopped.
"Wait, you're serious?"
"I am. Like I said, it's a long story, but it's in the past. All I care about now is the future." He turned in the tub. "Back there in Pangaea, I thought about what I would do if I ever got home. I thought about all my regrets. One was you, not committing, not taking the next step with us. I want that. I want to start over, to focus on the future. If you want to."
"I do. But Sam, what kind of life can we have here? I'm technically dead, so are you."
"If you think about it, it's perfect. Remember what you said in London?" Nora squinted.
"About feeling like a fraud?"
"Yes. You felt like confessing. You hated the way the world saw you."
"I did."
"Well, nobody here is going to look at you like that. This is a new beginning for all of us. And you were right about what you said in that hotel in London. There is a larger process at work here. This is what it was all about. The work we're going to do here." Sam took her hands in his. "From here, we can go anywhere in the world, anywhere in time. Our future is written in the past, and it's the adventure of a lifetime."